Live from the Great American Beer Festival and sponsored by Yard House Restaurants, this is the GABF Beer and Food Pavilion. Give it up, everybody! My name is Andy Sparhawk. I'm with the Brewers Association, craftbeer.com. It is my pleasure to welcome you to the GABF and this little oasis crammed inside beer paradise. Little servicing notes before we get started. Obviously, this is the Beer and Food Pavilion. You will be served beer and food, pretzels in front of you. Let's stick with our guests up here and don't jump ahead so we don't get confused. Also, these are seminars are being recorded and will be available on craftbeer.com next week. So if any revelations come up about, you want to relive this magical seminar, please download the recordings at craftbeer.com. This is the Craft Beer and Pretzel Pairing Principles Seminar. It is my honor to introduce to you Sean Adams, brand manager for Snyder's of Hanover, who will be introducing our brewer's guests. Please join me in welcoming Sean Adams.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys for coming out tonight. This is awesome. Session number four. It's kind of sad that this is the last session, but you know, thanks to everybody at the Brewers Association and everybody who came out for this event. This is Snyder's of Hanover's third year working with the GABF and our second year of actually doing these beer and pretzel pairing sessions. So, again, thank you guys for coming out. My name is Sean Adams. I'm on the brand management team at Snyder's of Hanover. So everybody's favorite, everybody, you know, America's pretzel. So, and I have the distinct honor tonight of doing this beer and pretzel pairing session with Doug Christie from Great Divide and Matt Brophy from Flying Dog, both of them who won awards tonight. So everybody, congratulations to these guys. So it's an honor to be working with this team again. So again, a little bit about Snyder's of Hanover. We started a little over 100 years ago selling our old times, which I do see some out in the crowd, from the back of a truck of our original founder, Harry Wareheim. And since then, we have gone national with everybody's favorite, the sourdough hard box, which I'm sure everybody sees. So that was in the 50s, I think, where we became a nationally distributed company. So we went from that to now we have over 30 different flavors, product forms, all kinds of things, from flavored pretzel pieces, chocolate covered, a lot of stuff that you're going to be sampling tonight. If you can think of it, if it's appropriate for a pretzel, we probably do it. And then also for you guys, one of the wonderful things about tonight is, as kind of a special treat, we're actually letting you sample something that's not even available until January. So a little bit of exclusivity. So again, to thank you guys for coming out. So if it's sweet, that means it's brand new, okay? So not only are we national, we've gone international. You can find us on every continent but Antarctica. So if you're traveling and you need a hankering for some honey mustard and onion or your other favorite pretzel, odds are you can probably find it. So that's enough about me. I know you guys want to sample the beer and have the pretzels, so I'm going to introduce Doug Christie from Great Divide, who's going to bring you through the first two pairings.
Cool. Thanks, Sean. Thanks, everyone, for coming in here today. This is a pretty fun couple minutes that you guys... we're happy to have you here. Pair some pretzels with beer. Pretty fun. Those two go together great. So this is a pretty fun project for us. Sean was gracious enough to send us about a dozen different types of Snyder's pretzels a couple weeks ago. So a few of us at Great Divide sat down at the bar one day with a bunch of different beers, a dozen different types of pretzels, and we got to sit through and pick out which ones we thought tasted best with some of our beers. And the couple that we're presenting tonight were by far the overwhelming favorites of the combinations that we had out of the dozen different types of pretzels and all the beers we have too. So sorry, some of you were here last night. These are the same two. Was anyone here last night? Okay, so these are the same ones we did last night, but that's how, what's that? Then there you go, they're new to you, so that's great. So these ones were, that's how much we like these two pairings though, is that we thought we should just present them both nights. So the first beer you guys should have out in front of you right now is our Fresh Hop Pale Ale. It's a really special beer for us. It's really labor intensive. And it's kind of the quintessential seasonal beer. Have you guys all had Fresh Hop beers before? Cool, yeah. So this beer is brewed with fresh off the vine hops that are actually overnighted from us from the Pacific Northwest. We've brewed it since 2003, so it's our 11th year brewing this special beer for us. And what the fresh hops do to a beer is it gives it a really kind of full flavored, great kind of citrusy, piney, grassy type flavor and aroma. So if you smell the beer, you're going to get a really good sense of that kind of citrusy, kind of piney flavor in the beer. And so we thought that this beer paired really well with the buttermilk ranch pretzels that you have, the first one on your left there. A lot of really great herbs and spices going on in that pretzel that we thought paired really well with that kind of citrus, bright citrus flavor in the beer. And another really cool thing about Fresh Hop is that it's pretty lively carbonated beer. And that's pretty important for food pairings because that carbonation is actually going to kind of cleanse your palate, get rid of a lot of that flavor for your next bite. And the buttermilk ranch pretzels are super rich, full-flavored pretzels. So that helps to really kind of cleanse some of that flavor. What do you guys think? Pretty good? Sweet. Woo!
Doug, can you tell us, it's a fresh hop beer. Can you remind our attendees what hops go into your fresh hop?
So fresh hop, we use three different varieties of hops for fresh hop. Centennial, Amarillo, and Simcoe. Fans? Nice. Like I said, Fresh Hop's a pretty special seasonal beer for us. For those of you who aren't too familiar, you'll only really see Fresh Hop beers this time of year because they are brewed every harvest season with those fresh off the vine hops, whereas most beers are brewed with some sort of dried out kiln hops, whether those be whole flowers or pellets.
Simcoe seems to be a really popular hop. What do you think that particular hop provides to the beer, or do they all blend together kind of just to give a complexity?
They're all American hop varieties, which really lend to those great, you know, citrus, grassy aromas to the beer. Fresh hop is relatively bitter. It's 55 IBUs, so it's not quite to IPA level, but it's, you know, for a pale ale, it's pretty up there. But a lot of the hop character that you're getting from Fresh Hop is that great aroma, those really good flavors.
Any questions for Doug? Anybody from the stands or anything? Just let me know. Raise your hand, and we'll get it asked. Oh, there is. Oh, yeah.
When you're talking about fresh hopped ale, does that mean that the hops are fresh put in at the very end, or are they hopped throughout the whole process with the fresh hops?
It's throughout the whole process. So there, some fresh hop beer, it just depends. Ours are put into the kettle and boiled with the fresh hops. Sometimes you'll find them later on in the fermenting tanks as well. But for our beer, they're in the brew kettle, yeah. Cool, so I guess we'll move on to the next one. Did you guys have the beer yet? No? Cool, so the next beer I think they're coming around pouring right now is it's called Rumble. It's our oak-aged IPA. So it should be right next. It should be out. Are these? So yeah, so it's on the other side of the plate. So it's not the ones in the middle, the pretzels, that is. It's paired with the sweet and salty cinnamon sugar ones, yep. And this is what Sean was talking about, is it's the new innovation that's not out until, not yet, not available until January. So this was kind of a fun one for us to try. I think he sent us 3 bags. We opened one for the tasting, and then the other 2 bags disappeared right away. So these ones were really popular, obviously. So Rumble's a pretty cool beer for us. It's an oak-aged IPA, which means it's an IPA base, but then we age it on oak later on in the fermenting tanks, which gives it some pretty unique flavors. Vanilla is a flavor that people say a lot that comes from the oak, so there's a lot of really great vanilla character from the beer. And when you taste the pretzel there, you get a lot of different flavors going on in that pretzel, too. So it's a complex beer with a pretty full-flavored pretzel, which is important. But a couple things worked really well for us in this pairing. First off, it's obviously a sweeter pretzel. So since Rumble's an IPA at heart, it has a pretty good amount of bitterness to it. And that bitterness really helps balance out a lot of that sweetness in that pretzel. So those two things work really well together. And then beyond that, we thought that the oak, providing that vanilla character to the beer, actually paired really well with the cinnamon aspect of the pretzel. Both are kind of earthy flavors. The cinnamon's a little bit spicy. The vanilla kind of rounds that out a little bit. And it's a pretty kind of unique flavor combo when you have those both side by side. What do you guys think of that one? Pretty good? Cool. That was actually our head brewer's favorite pairing out of all the bunch. He said, he tasted the pretzel and the beer together, and he's like, wow, I've never thought those two would pair so well together, which is awesome.
Doug, question for you. Obviously, you guys are based right down the street. How many states are you available in for those of us that aren't here from Colorado? And
so as Great Divide, we distribute in 25 states throughout the country. It spans from coast to coast with just some pockets where we don't distribute. But our website actually has a really cool beer finder application. So if you want to find some of these beers near you, you can go there, just type in your zip code, and it brings up a bunch of places near you where you can find the beer.
Oh, we got a question.
So an IPA and something sweet, cinnamony, is certainly not a traditional pairing. It's not what I am used to. And when you say, I'm going to give you an oak-aged IPA, all right, yes, that's a little different, but initially, when you think of an IPA, what doesn't really spring to my mind is cinnamon and sugar. So what, I mean, was sure. it just happened?
So initially some of us were thinking, oh, let's maybe pair this with a little bit sweeter beer. But one really cool thing about IPAs and other bitter beers is that they really do help to balance out sweeter foods. Bitterness and sweetness, contrast each other, which helps not give you, too much of a good thing, I guess. But sweet and sweet works really well together often, but bitter and sweet works well really together, too. And this was just our favorite. That's the cool thing about food pairings is everyone has a pretty unique palate, and some things that some people love, other people might not like it as much, but it's pretty up to you, so...
If I could interject, I think it goes along with your head brewer, Taylor, just being blown away by the pairing, didn't expect it to work well. I think that's what's so cool about this seminar is that, while these are very traditional pairings, pretzels and beer, these are different flavors, not just, regular beer and not just regular pretzels. And it's certainly exciting to see where those different flavors go to. To his point, you don't expect to pair an IPA with something sweet. We had a seminar earlier today that was all IPAs and all dessert donuts. And actually the dry bitterness works to contrast that sweetness. Classic pairing, double IPA and carrot cake being that. So who
exactly,
knows?
Yeah, and it's a cool thing. And you guys will see in a couple minutes, Matt has an IPA up here as well, paired with something not sweet. So you can see beer is super versatile in the different types of things that you can pair it with, and it's going to work with a bunch of different types of flavors. So,
So while we have you on the hook, Doug, for a little bit longer, last night I asked Matt about water. We had a question about water. And I was misspoken by saying that, you know, Colorado breweries have it great and that they don't have to do anything to their water. And he kind of brought up the fact that they are getting water from different sources. We have different reservoirs here in, that Denver Water pulls from and everything. Do you know of what you guys do? Do you have to treat your water? And how does treating your water go into making something like an IPA, which traditionally has very, carbonic water or a certain type of water to really make those hops pop?
So even, you know, we're lucky in Colorado to have really great water. You know, you look west and that's where our water's coming from, and that's really awesome. But even here, some of our beers, our brewers do add a little bit of brewing salts, which I think is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
So gypsum, which just helps bring out some of that hop bitterness for a lot of these really heavily hopped beers.
Helps
bring out some of that great hop bitterness that's good for a pairing like this.
Oh. Got another one for you, Doug, over here.
Sure.
Did you say in the beginning this beer is not available yet?
I'm sorry.
Did you say in the beginning this beer is not available yet?
It is available now, yep. We just bottled it a couple weeks ago. Let's see here. We just bottled it a couple weeks ago, so it's slowly hitting stores throughout Denver now and then getting distributed throughout the country. So.
Oh, he has a comment now.
Sure.
It's fantastic.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thank you. Yeah, it's one of our, it's definitely a staff favorite, a Great Divide. We'd love to enter it here, but we just, you know, it was only bottled a couple weeks ago, and we just, time-wise, we weren't sure we were going to have it in time, so.
And that's a great point that you said last night that, you know, this fresh hop beer, it's fresh hops. You can't push the hops any better or any sooner for production. You're going to brew it when it's ready to be brewed. Looks like another beer is coming out. There you go.
Well, how'd you guys like the first two pairings?
Woo!
Happy, right? Okay. Well, we're going to move on to Flying Dog, and here's Matt.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. My name is Matt Brophy. I'm the brewmaster for Flying Dog Brewery in Frederick, Maryland. We are good neighbors with Snyder's of Hanover. They're just up the road from us, I think about an hour north or so. And Great Divide was involved last year. This is our second year of kind of this partnership of getting together and just doing what is probably done, well, will be done a lot tomorrow on NFL Sunday, where you have a lot of pretzels and a lot of beer, and it's a pretty natural pairing. So we're excited to be part of it. We have two pairings tonight. I think in the sake of time, we'll just kind of get right into it here. All of you have the Truth Imperial IPA in front of you, yes? Okay, great. So just to tell you briefly about the Truth, this beer is a new release for us. It's only available in Washington, D.C. and Maryland. It's a limited production beer for us. But this is born of a lot of experimentation. We're all hopheads at the brewery, and we started a few years back something called a single hop series. So we have an Imperial IPA series where we use the same grist bill on all the beers and then just switch out the hop varieties. And we've done Simcoe, Citra, we have an Amarillo plan for next year, some newer varieties like El Dorado, and it's really done a lot for the brewers of Flying Dog and our fans, our customers, to learn about different hop varieties. Well, we took what we learned from all of that, and we started engineering and piloting this beer many months ago. And we did a lot of pilots until we got it to the point where we absolutely love the beer. So this beer, it's a pretty straightforward grist, just mostly pale two-row malt. It's 8.7% alcohol. And the most important thing we have going on here is the hops. So we use a hop called Summit for bittering, and we use Citra and Amarillo. There's a small bit of Columbus in there, but it's really the Citra and Amarillo that give us those great fruity notes. And there's also something that people describe as caddy, which is flavor people call it the Ribes aroma, which I'm a big fan of. So I've been very pleased with this beer. So we're pairing this with the jalapeno pretzel pieces. And just kind of real quickly, what I like to do when I go through a pairing like this is to start with the beer. So it's nice to give it a little swirl because that gets the carbonation kind of pushing out some of those aromatic qualities that we're looking for, some of those great fruity hop characteristics. And we're going to swirl, we're going to sniff, because flavor is actually 80% aroma. So we're going to sniff, we're going to take a sip, then we're going to try our pretzel, and then we're going to take another sip. And your head might explode, so hold on. So let's try this together. So swirl, sniff, and sip. And take a bite of the pretzel here. Wow. We had two pairings last night that were different from these, and these two pairings we have tonight, I like a lot more. The other ones are great, don't get me wrong, but these are like crazy. We'll take another sip. Wow, so you really get just that intensity, and the bitterness of the hops seem to really kind of elevate that heat from the jalapeno. And then on second sip, it gets it comes around, that fruit component's kind of in there too. And the carbonation and the alcohol kind of help cut through things and chill things back out. But I'll tell you what, if you don't like hops and you don't like bitterness and you don't like heat, I wouldn't recommend this pairing. But I love both those things, so I could do this tomorrow watching the Broncos game like all afternoon and finish like a whole bag and a six-pack of Truth, and then my wife would be not happy. So I won't do that. Well, we'll see. So that is our first pairing. Our second pairing is our beer, which is an Imperial Pumpkin Ale. And we've got the Hershey's dark chocolate covered pretzels to pair with that. Now they're over there on the floor because last year we had some issues with the lights and a little bit of melting, but we took care of that by keeping them off to the side. So we can go through this one pretty quickly here. And this one is actually my favorite of all. We've done four pairings, two last night and two tonight. And this is my favorite. And geez, you know, you might take an extra couple sips of beer because I know my palate's a little bit rough after such intense flavors. But we'll do the same thing here. We'll do a nice swirl. And to just tell you a little bit about the beer, this is made with 300 pounds of real pumpkin puree per brew. And then we have a proprietary blend of spices, which is basically the components that you deal with when you look at pumpkin pie spice. So this is a 9% beer. So it's not really your typical pumpkin beer. It is a little stronger, but it's got a good pumpkin flavor. It's got those great spices. You get a little bit of graham cracker in there, I think. You know, so I don't know. I'm very pleased with this beer, but sometimes I describe that if you have too many fears, you end up very scared, and you don't want to get scared. So don't drink too many of these, because at 9%, they will sneak up on you and you will end up frightened and maybe even frighten the people around you. So, but let's go through this one, guys. This is, like I said, this is my favorite. So we'll do the swirl, sniff, and taste, and then we'll taste the pretzel. I really like this pairing. So I think that, you know, you kind of have these graham cracker chocolatey roasty notes in the beer, and then you get that hit with that chocolate when you taste the pretzel, and it seems to enhance those characteristics in the beer when you take another sip of the beer. The other thing I really like about this pretzel is that, just like any pretzel should, it has almost like the crunchy like salt on there, you know? So you get this great salt component. And then when you take a sip of the beer, I think the alcohol and the carbonation kind of cut through that and kind of and tame it back down. So that's my favorite pairing. What did you guys think of the two? Well, let's see. What'd you like? Let's see a show of hands. Jalapeno and Truth. And then Fear and Chocolate. All right. Yeah, I agree. I agree. All right. Well, thank you guys very much. I'm not sure if we're going to take questions.
Couple questions if we have them. We got a little bit of time, so just raise your hand if you have a question for either on pretzels or on beer. Oh, here's one over here. Yeah? No. Oh, he wasn't really raising his hand. Oh, this guy's really raising his hand.
When you say there's 300 pounds of pumpkin per batch, how big is the batch?
Oh, well, of course, that's very relevant. That's a great question. Our batches are 50 barrels, so it's not an insignificant. We probably have about 3,200 pounds of malt going into the brew, so it's about 10% of the total addition is the pumpkin puree. It's local pumpkin puree.
Less a question, more a statement. We miss you here in Denver.
Oh, I miss Denver too. But I'll be able to watch the Broncos game tomorrow night. That's all I'm looking forward to right now.
Well, without any other questions, I just want to recognize that both these breweries are medal winners from today. Give it up for Flying Dog
and
Great Divide.
Give it up for them.
And give a huge round of applause for Sean Adams, Senators of Hanover.
Thank you guys very much for coming out. We do appreciate all the support. And again, thanks to these guys for joining us for another year. Have a good night.